The Music at the Museum outdoor concert series gets underway at the Parksville Museum in July, and this year, it's all about the blues. The three featured artists are true blues legends, recipients of multiple nominations and awards from the Junos, CBC's Best Blues and Canada's Maple Blues, according to a news release by the museum. "We're very excited about the caliber of talent we've been able to attract, world-class musicians who live on Vancouver and Salt Spring Islands. This may be the best concert series the Parksville Museum has hosted so far," said Susan Wisimer, president of the Parksville and District Historical Society. On July 4, Harry Manx kicks off the series. Nicknamed the Mystic Sippy Bluesman, Billboard magazine calls him Canada's most versatile and expressive blues artist. Then on July 18, David Gogo makes an encore appearance, bringing music from his brand new album. The Winnipeg Free Press says that, if there was a list of best guitar players in Canada, David Gogo would be on that list. The Brandon Isaac Trio finishes off the series on August 4. The trio has been described by Barrelhouse Blues in Boston. "This is what modern blues is all about, with a firm foothold in the tradition of roots and blues." All three concerts take place on Thursday evenings from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Ticket prices range from $35 to $40, or buy the full series for $100. They are available at the museum office, at the Parksville Visitor Center, or online from Eventbrite, easily accessed via the museum's website, www.parksvillemuseum.com. Bring a lawn chair, sit back, and relax in the park-like setting of the Parksville Museum grounds. Food trucks and craft beer will be available on site. Whether you're a longtime fan of the blues genre or want to experience something new, we invite you to check out our Music at the Museum lineup, Wisimer said. The Parksville Museum is located on the corner of Highway 19A and Northwest Bay Road, adjacent to the City of Parksville's Visitor Center, with street parking on Northwest Bay Road. News staff.